This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden has signed legislation to restore federal funding for hunters' safety education and archery programs in schools. The Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act allows federal funding for hunting, archery, shooting sports, and culinary programs through the Department of Education. Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester said, "We're proud of it because, as you know, guns are a part of our society. We want people to use guns the smart way. We want them to know the tools and have respect for them, and we want people to know how to use them safely." The Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act passed through Congress at a quick clip, considering the mayhem in the nation's capital in recent weeks over a looming government shutdown and the historic removal of the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Senator Tester had introduced his own version of the bill in the Senate, but the bill that passed was sponsored by U.S. Congressman Mark Green, a Republican from Tennessee. The bill passed the Senate by unanimous consent the same day the upper chamber received the bill, then passed the House 424-1. Tester said the language in Green's bill originated in his own Defending Hunters Education Act of 2023, with Senator Tester's language amended into the House bill. Discovery Ski Area in southwest Montana has installed a new solar array that will offset the electricity demand of the site and offset the power demand of one of its main chairlifts by 70%. The 50-kilowatt solar array will help skiers power their ascent to the 8,000-foot top of Rumsey Mountain. The milestone of independent energy and power from renewable sources is a big one for Discovery's president, Seesh Pitcher, who first considered solar power for Discovery Ski Area about 5 years ago when an installer mentioned a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant that helps rural businesses pay for a portion of the cost to install renewable energy projects. The USDA's REAP program, or Rural Energy for America program, helps to pay for renewable energy systems and energy efficiency improvements through guaranteed loans and grants. That certainly appealed to Pitcher, aligning well with his desire to cut a monthly electricity bill that's been increasing over time due to Northwestern Energy as Montana's monopoly utility and a captive customer base, and Discovery Ski Area's aim to reduce its impact on the surrounding environment and community. Discovery received solar panels for the array several years ago, but the installer who originally approached him was deterred by the complexity of installing a roughly half-acre solar array on the top of a mountain. With the help of the recently opened Carbon Recall Kalispell, the solar array was installed. Carbon Recall Kalispell started in May of 2021, says it's the largest, most complex installation in the company's young life. The solar photovoltaic panels will feed power into Northwestern Energy's utility poles before the first skier of the 2023-24 season is conveyed up the mountain on the Anaconda Lift, one of the area's 8 ski lifts. Initially, Discovery will still probably have a power bill, but a much smaller one. By next summer, when long sunny days roll around, the array will bank electrical credits that will substantially offset power demand when the lift is fully loaded with skiers next winter. The solar array is expected to cover 70% of the chairlift's power usage, reducing its annual energy requirements by an estimated 76,000 kilowatt hours and resulting in an annual savings of $11,000. Through the USDA's Rural Energy for America program, Montana ranches, ski areas, small town businesses, and others have installed solar PV systems with grants and loans authorized for the program by President Joe Biden's administration. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.